Welcome back to the program. It is 18 after 7. Nice to have your company. 11.8 degrees right now. Top of 23 today.
So a whale beaches itself dead on a beach,
yep.
Right? Now you have a theory you should tow it out to sea and let nature do its stuff.
Yeah, well,
not
we
leave
should,
it on the beach.
Yeah, chop it up and feed it to its natural predators that exist in that environment. Why would you spend 20 grand getting bulldozers down the beach to take it away? Because the only reason you're doing it is to stop sharks being attracted to the beach.
Right.
So if you towed it 20 kilometres back out to sea and let them just eat it or chop it up so that it can be shared amongst a few of the smaller things that live in the ocean, would that not be a better way than carrying it off to some tip and burying it?
I don't know if you want to see some of them with a chainsaw cutting it to pieces.
Well, you don't have to go and watch, but
Mike Walmsley is the Shire President of the Shire of Waroona. Good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How much does it cost to get rid of a whale?
Oh, it can be varied. It depends how big the whale and how the decomposition of the whale can be. It's not the nicest jobs as you can imagine.
What's the most you've ever paid, though, Mike, to get rid of a whale?
We've had a couple now, and they've been around the 20K mark.
So who tells you what you have to do with that whale? Are there rules?
Look, I guess there is. In public interest, you've got this big rotting carcass sitting on the beach, so you've got people that are, you know, driving past it or swimming near it or fishing near it. So, as you can imagine, the smell's like nothing you've ever smelt before. So, look, in the public interest, that we're obliged to as basically people that manage the beach. So, getting rid of it's probably something that you're sort of compelled to do. My argument is that, you know, why should we pay for that as a small council? It's considerably expensive to get rid of a whale carcass. So, yeah, it's a matter of leaving it there and letting it rot for, you know, weeks or months potentially, or actually removing it so you're getting rid of that smell. And the oil slick from the whale itself goes out, you know, could go out a kilometre off the beach. It's amazing how it drifts out.
Yeah, I've seen it, Mike, firsthand a few times. But my point that I made before we invited you into the conversation was that why would you not just tow it 20 kilometres out offshore? And if you need to chop it up and make it smaller so it can be consumed easier, then just dragging it off to a tip.
We actually can't interfere with the carcass as such because it's flora, fauna rather,
yeah.
And there's rules around what you can and can't do with that particular fauna. So if you were to drag it out into the ocean,
mm-hmm.
for argument's sake,
mm-hmm.
and someone runs into it with a boat, or you drag it out in the shipping lanes and the ship runs into it,
mm-hmm.
potentially you could be in trouble for interfering with that carcass. So once it's on the beach, once it's landed on the beach, you can't necessarily tow it out. I mean, the funny thing is, we could tow it out and tow it down to the next council's jurisdiction and let them deal with it.
Right.
But that's not appropriate either. But
no.
Once it's landed, you're sort of compelled to do something about it then. But towing it out's not an option. I have gone down that path, and I'd have asked, you know, the Navy. I've asked a fairly high-ranking person in the Navy, why can't you take it out and actually explode the whale? And once upon a time, that's exactly what they did.
Right. So have you had any response from the state government that said, yeah, okay, we'll put a hand in our kick and help you out?
No, from the department itself, no. They said, no, once it's on your patch, it's yours.
Yeah, and, unlucky. How much have you spent under your watch on getting rid of whales?
Oh, over the last probably decade, it could be 40 to 50 K.
Okay.
And especially on hiring nets. But our issue is, you don't know. It's a bit of a lottery. So
yeah.
You may end up with multiple whales on the beach. So, you know, over the course of a year, you could get two or three, and that, you know, potentially could be up to 60 or 70,000 a year. And that's what we don't know.
Right.
So
okay.
everyone's a cost, yeah.
Yeah, well, we saw those pilot whales beach themselves just last year. We spoke to Brett Peake here on this radio show.
Hey, Mike, good luck with the battle.
Great, thank you. Thanks for your time.
Mike Walmsley there. He's the Shire President of the Shire of Waroona. Leo's rung through from North Perth. Leo, good morning.
Hey, mate, how are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, look, he just mentioned, as I was waiting to talk, he mentioned that the Navy would tow the whale off the coast and then blow it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a video, which is still available on YouTube, I think, of these people in the States back in the 70s or 80s, and there's a beach whale, and they blew it up. Right on the beach.
Yes.
And there was a big gathering of people, and it was actually extremely. Somebody nearly got hit with a giant chunk of whale blubber.
We're just watching it now, actually, and it smashes cars. You shouldn't laugh, but it does look quite funny. Thanks, Leo. Yeah. It's a very good point worth checking out.
But again, to alleviate the bit about running into it with a boat, if you chopped it up, then what's the big deal?
Yeah, I know the smell might be an issue. Len's from Sparewood. Len, what would you do with it?
Yeah, I was just, Carl was pretty right there about chopping it up, but what about we just blow it up?
Yeah,
And it becomes an edible item for all the other fish.
Yeah, the problem is, though, that it's, when you look at the video of a whale being blown up, it's not that pleasant. Len, but thank you for your contribution. I would suggest that if you blow up a whale carcass on Cottesloe Beach and it was to go all over the pub, I don't think they'd be that happy either. Or the Indiana tea rooms. What's that, honey? It's a bit of whale. Look at that.